With just 2 weeks to go before the start of the carbon tax, one of its architects, independent Tony Windsor, is pushing for some last-minute changes. In an indication of just how hard-fought this fortnight sitting of federal parliament will be, the Environment Minister, Tony Burke, has had to cancel his trip to the United Nations Rio summit because the opposition has insisted he must be in Canberra to answer their questions. Here's Alexandra Kirk.
The opposition's playing hardball, refusing to grant the Environment Minister a pair until after question time tomorrow.
I don't think it's smart for Australia to miss the opportunity that they've decided we're going to miss.
Tony Burke accepts he should face coalition questions on his new marine parks plan today, but he says another day's delay means missing key bilateral meetings in Rio, so he's not going, thereby losing the chance to lobby other nations to better protect the world's oceans.
I tell you, it'll want to be an extraordinary attack that they're wanting to run in question time if they reckon that it justifies the hit that we take to the national interest.
The coalition's also vowing to keep the heat on the government in the countdown to the start of the carbon tax. Independent MP Tony Windsor, who helped design it, says the opposition's fear campaign has had some success and thinks the government needs to do a better marketing job.
Well, I think there's a few too many people in the government that are tending to apologise for the policy, and they're a bit defensive about it. I'm very proud to have been involved.
He's pushing for some last-minute changes, firstly on landfill.
Well, we're working on that at the moment, and I don't want to get into too much detail on it, but there are some issues in terms of measurement of methane in landfill, some of the additionality issues that come into play with the carbon farming initiative. So once it's explained to them, and potentially with the landfill issue, some minor tweaking made, I think you'll see people embracing it rather than being afraid of it.
Would the minor tweaking then mean that fewer councils would be paying the carbon tax?
Quite possibly.
Mr Windsor also wants a more sympathetic regime for easing LPG into the scheme next year.
There are issues that will be addressed this week.
Tony Windsor reckons in the next few months, when the sky doesn't fall in, businesses will start to come round, to such an extent that if the coalition wins the next election, they'll be lobbying for carbon pricing to stay.
And Tony Abbott has the ideal pathway out of this, where he can sort of kill two dogs with one snake, in that he can convert the great big tax issue that he says that he won't support. He can convert that back into an emissions trading scheme of some form, and I think he'd get support from a lot of his coalition members. So he doesn't have to tear it up, as he says. That's okay for the fear campaign, but in a practical sense, that's probably not achievable. And if the parliament goes for another 15 months, the business community will probably be starting to plug in anyway and want something of that magnitude put in place.
But he's circumspect about his friend, state independent Richard Torbay, planning to join the National Party and run against him at the next election.
I'm not going to comment on various individuals. If they haven't committed a crime and they're over 18, they're quite entitled to stand.
Federal independent MP Tony Windsor, ending Alexandra Kirk's report.